We're back to the Neil Haley Show, and I'm really excited about my guest today. Love working with America's Got Talent, and I've interviewed some stars from there, some tremendous stories, had a winner on. I interviewed him down in West Virginia. It's one of the most exciting shows, and it gives opportunities for so many people. So I'm excited to welcome the program Eric Jones. He's a contestant on NBC's America's Got Talent. Eric, thanks for calling. How are you?
Oh, I'm very well. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Absolutely, Eric. When we talk about, you know, specifically enough, this opportunity, you're a magician, and that you have been, you've had a career before America's Got Talent. So tell us a little bit about that background and then why you decided to audition.
You know, I have been a professional magician since 2009, meaning that 100% of my income is derived from either the performance or the sale of magic or magic-related props. Since 2009, I've been a professional. There come a few challenges, you know, by not having a day job. Find ways to convince people to hire you to do magic shows can have its ups and downs. It's not always the most financially rewarding gig on the planet. So my goal with America's Got Talent was to get the exposure necessary to be able to get more shows, better paying shows, because I am a father and this is how I support my son and myself. So just to have a little bit of more ease of living and, you know, get a little bit more stability.
But as a professional magician, you've had opportunities. But yes, this could be your big break. The win America's Got Talent could change your life forever, right? So that's why you decided to audition.
Oh, yeah, definitely. America's Got Talent has the ability to change a person's life. So that's a great reason to audition. Yeah. For sure.
All right. So, Eric, tell us that process. How did you go about doing that? So our listeners out there, because, you know, everyone wants to have that opportunity. And it is crazy, isn't it, the auditioning process?
You know, the auditioning process is pretty rigorous. You know, you go through the preliminary auditions, meeting with casting directors and waiting in long lines. And then, you know, you have to get the effects chosen that you're going to share when you do your first recorded audition in front of the celebrity judges. And, you know, now right now I'm in a position where I've made it all the way through to the live rounds. But, you know, it has been a really rigorous, time-consuming process. You know, for anyone listening who may be interested in going on America's Got Talent, is definitely have patience. Several of my friends who auditioned with me didn't make it through. And for some of them, they've been trying for 2 or 3 years straight. So I was very lucky to be able to get this process. But, you know, make sure that you have your diligence, have patience, and, you know, eventually maybe one day you can make it as well.
It's a cattle call, isn't it, Eric, at the beginning, till you get finally to get in front of the judges. You go through other judges, you go through all this other process just to get on stage, right? And to get those people's attention that you are somebody that should compete in this competition.
Yeah, you know, it is really a cattle call. You know, you have literally thousands of people who are gathered in these major cities around the world waiting for an opportunity, standing in line for hours upon hours to have an opportunity to get on stage and perform in front of these judges. You know, when you do get picked, it is a pretty amazing feeling knowing that out of 100,000 people, you get to be one of the initial 250 to be aired on television.
Absolutely. And then that the process. So when you first got in front of the judges filming, what did you think of that? I mean, I know you've been on another reality show and you've performed a lot of people. Is it pretty intimidating the first time saying, oh, am I going to get to go to the next place and move on? Is that an intimidating process?
You know, when I first stepped on stage for my first audition, there were 2,000 people in the audience. And then you have the 4 celebrity judges sitting there judging your every movement. It is an intimidating experience. Luckily for me, I've had a little bit of experience working on television and being in front of audiences that size. But, you know, the entire feeling of wondering whether or not you're going to measure up in their eyes,
yes,
can be a little daunting.
Absolutely. And then you don't know what they're looking for, especially magicians. They've been on America's Got Talent. There's a history of that for sure. But you got to be able to do something that is completely different than another magician that's been on the show from certain seasons. So tell us your style of magic.
Yeah, you're right. America's Got Talent, you know, you never know exactly what they're looking for, especially with this huge history of magic, even all the way back to seasons 2 and 3. Some of my favorite magicians were on the show. For me, I think what I bring to the table is a more relaxed feel than any of the other magicians that have come on. You know, magicians are usually in your face, bam, 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 magic trick, magic trick, magic trick. And sometimes they even step on the effect, hoping to make sure that you understand that their personality is larger than life. I personally like to allow the magic to speak for itself. And, you know, I've had a few people say a few nice things about me, that they like the calm and relaxed atmosphere that I bring to the stage. And that's always, you know, a positive thing, I think, because it doesn't become overwhelming for the audience.
No, it definitely doesn't become overwhelming. And who would you say you model your style of magic with? Especially, it seems like you're a historian of magic. Who do you consider yourself like comparing yourself to that's really well known?
You know, in the world of magic, there are a few people that have influenced my style of magic. Several of them you've probably never heard of, but they're guys like Guy Vernon and Mark Kalin, Michael Lamar, and guys like that. But people that you may have heard of, well, the biggest guy would be David Blaine.
Oh, yeah.
Truth of the matter is, without the influence of David Blaine, I never would have gotten into magic in the first place.
Wow. So you were so impressed. You said, I want to try to learn this, Eric, after seeing David.
You know, it was 2000, and I was watching a television special, David Blaine's first television special. And the way I remember it is that he took a quarter from a guy and bit a hole in the middle of it. Turns out that I've misremembered that over the years. He actually bit it in half and then spit the broken piece back on to restore the quarter. But that was the initial trick that sparked my interest in magic. Later on, got a chance to meet him, hang out with him, and found a magic shop slightly after that. And spending some time at that magic shop is how I really dug my teeth into the world of magic. I bought my first magic tricks, my first props, and was able to develop a career over time.
So, Eric, tell us where you are in the process so people could start rooting you on as you move on, moving forward with the AGT. What's the next step for you on the show for our listeners that have not even following or want to catch up and really root for you?
Well, as of right now, as of today's date, I am in the process of preparing for my first round of live rounds. Mm-hmm. They call it the quarterfinals. I've gone through both the initial auditions and the judges' cuts and have something very interesting planned for the judge cuts. For the live rounds. The truth of the matter is that what America is going to see is something that I have never attempted in front of a live audience before, certainly not at the scale of America's Got Talent. So it is a little, it makes me a little nervous, but I'm certainly up for the task.
All right. Well, I'm going to be rooting you on for sure. And do you know, so the live audience comes up pretty soon. When is that going to happen where you're going to perform that? Is that coming soon? Is that?
The live rounds begin in August. I don't have the exact date in front of me, but I know that that'll be posted pretty soon. And I'm really looking forward to it. I know that I have less than a month to get this thing completely rehearsed and ready for America.
Well, we're going to root for you, Pennsylvania. We're nationally syndicated all, and we're international, but flagship station's Pittsburgh, and we'll be rooting for Philadelphia for sure, Eric, and to see where you go. And I'll be rooting for you, and we'll be checking you out. Where's the best place we can find info on you? Are you on social media that people can connect with you and stuff, Eric?
Most certainly. On both Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat, you can find me at Eric Jones Magic. And also Facebook at Eric Jones. Oh, just Eric Jones Magic. If you do that, pop that into the search field, you'll be able to find me.
Well, best of luck in the live round, and then we'll see where we can go. Let's see if you can be the next winner of America's Got Talent. Practice and be ready for August, and especially in front of those judges. You never know what they're going to expect or what they expect out of you. So I appreciate that. And everyone needs to check out America's Got Talent on NBC. And I appreciate you calling, Eric.
Awesome. Thank you so much for having me. I'm really looking forward to it, and keep your fingers crossed.
I will. Take care, Eric. Thanks again for the time. Appreciate it. All righty.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye. You're listening to the Neil Haley Show. We'll be back in just a moment.